Let me, ladies and gentlemen, welcome you again. It's been a year and a half since I had the pleasure of hosting a similar gathering of heads of agencies, international financial institutions, donors, partner countries, at our first review on aid for trade. And today's meeting includes many of the same faces and some new ones. And I welcome you all. I think we've gone a long way since we launched this initiative in 2005. Aid for Trade has entered into a new phase. It's living up to its promise. We are moving from making trade possible to making trade happen. And in the past 18 months, we've stressed implementation of this initiative in national and regional events. We've also refined our monitoring framework, adding work on the indicators of the self-assessment procedures and monitoring of aid for trade flows. And one very gratifying outcome of this year's monitoring exercise has been the engagement of our developing countries' members. Regional review meetings in the Zambia, in Jamaica, and Cambodia, which preceded this event, have underlined the commitment of partners and donors to cooperate and coordinate in this pursuit of common goals. Tangible progress is being made in turning commitments into implementation action. And tomorrow we will be showcasing three examples of each of these events. They provide an excellent opportunity for us to learn from successful examples across regions and make aid for trade into a global community of best practice. They also remind us of the growing importance of the regional dimension of aid for trade, which I personally believe should be at the core of our strategy moving forward. Angel Goya and his team at the OECD have done another fine job in putting together our flagship publication on aid for trade for this meeting. The 07 edition was groundbreaking. This year's edition should be prize-winning. Such is the depth of the analysis and the clarity of its presentation. It paints an upbeat picture of trade being prioritized by partner countries in national development strategies, of donors offering more and better aid for trade, of new partners engaging in South-South cooperation. And the increases in aid for trade, which he will announce, have been achieved without reducing resources to other development priorities, such as health, education, or environment. And these are themes which will be expanded in subsequent sessions. But let me also be very candid. The global trading environment has worsened dramatically since our first review. Global trade growth of 6% in 2007, which is last time we met, has been replaced by a projected 10% contraction in 2009. And it's one of the biggest challenges that the multilateral trading system has faced since its inception. And as we all know, this crisis has a human face. Poverty alleviation targets, whether are part of the MDGs or otherwise, have become more challenging because of, among things, the decline in export demand for goods. When the recovery will begin is anyone's guess, but for everyone concerned, it's clear that it can't come too quickly. And on this, one point is clear. If aid for trade was urgent in 07, it has become essential today. It is the investment that will allow many developed countries prepared to exit the crisis by enhancing their trade capacity. Et c'est une des raisons pour lesquelles...
And that's one of the reasons why I wish to congratulate the international financial institutions and the donors who are meeting here today for the efforts that they are making and have been making in particular since the beginning of the crisis. One of the essential initiatives in the scope of our collective efforts is now bearing fruit, and that is the enhanced integrated framework for the LDCs, the less developed countries. After months of work, long months of work, I may say, I'm very pleased to note that it is now fully operational. And the evidence of this is the fact that the financing for the first two projects for Yemen and Sierra Leone was approved last week. Another example that we'll introduce a bit later on during the day, which is the liquidity program for world trade. During the regional activities that we organized in 2007 before the crisis began, this sector had already been identified as a matter of concern. Unfortunately, with the crisis, the situation has worsened, and the liquidity program is a very specific reaction to the supply-side constraints and is part of the mandate that we were given by the ministers in Hong Kong. And that's why the theme of the global review this year is maintaining momentum and is absolutely essential. The G20 process underlined the importance of respecting commitments to trade growth and also brings a note of optimism with the reaffirmation of the commitments that were made in relation to the Millennium Development Objectives and also honoring the promises of aid for trade, debt relief, the Gleneagles commitments, and particularly those made in respect of sub-Saharan Africa. It's now up to us collectively to ensure that there will be no weakening of this level of commitment and to begin to prepare for the future over and above the current commitments, and doubly so for aid for trade by 2010. And we need to be able to see the fruits at that time. In recompense, let us not forget the improvement of the trade performance of the developing countries, and in particular the poorest. Trade should favor economic growth, which will allow for countries to come out of poverty. The strong drop in export markets should not cause us to forget the considerable progress that was made in the last decade by opening up markets and economies, and that's why a rapid conclusion to the Doha round as quickly as possible will improve the possibilities of access, market access, for those countries that need it the most. Aid for trade should enable, in particular, the poorest members of our organization to benefit from new outlets. If we are able to finish the round, it will enable them to be better integrated into the global economy, and therefore we must set ourselves the collective objective to show what has been done and to ensure that this initiative will, because we've shown that it works, come to its conclusion. Now, who is in charge of this? Well, the answer is simple. You, our partners, and we, the members of this organization. It is you who will get things moving by integrating trade into your national development strategies while respecting your commitments to provide aid and the commitments for 2010. You will meet your commitments by turning these into specific actions and in fully completing the Doha round. The role of the private sector in providing support is absolutely essential if we're to succeed, and we've had in-depth consultations with Mrs. Patricia Francis, who is the head of the International Trade Center, and we've spoken about a more global, more sophisticated strategy to grow the role of the private sector, in particular in the developing countries. And the role of the private sector will also be a key element in our future roadmap. To conclude, I would recall, if such is necessary, that the World Trade Organization is not a development aid organization. We have neither the will nor the mandate to become a development aid organization. We are, however, determined to play our role as coordinator, and we can see today and bear witness to our appreciation for the way in which you have all welcomed this role, accepted this role, and have worked to help the initiative move forward. I say this speaking on my own behalf and on behalf of Valentin Guabiza, whom I thank publicly before you for his unstinting efforts in respect to this initiative, and also on behalf of the team that has given him a tremendous amount of very effective assistance. We want to be clear about the coming stages. I'm sure that we all want to continue with objectives as effective and ambitious as those which will conclude tomorrow evening. I would now like to invite Angel Gurria, the Secretary General of the OECD, to take the floor. In view of the considerable contribution that the OECD under his leadership has made, I welcome him and give him the floor.